Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page for part two of our segment on the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. We are now joined by Hall of Fame Iowa High School Baseball Coach Dave Rock to talk about his experience in the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association and his experience with Pleasantville head baseball coach Sheldon Card. Well, Dave, can you start off talking a little bit about kind of your experience with the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association? You know, you're a Hall of Fame coach and been doing it a long time, did it for a very long time. But can you kind of talk about your experience with the Coaches Association specifically?
Well, the year that I took over with president is the year we had a transition from Pinky Primrose to Lee Toole. So Lee and I have been working, you know, shoulder to shoulder through this whole process. So the first year that I became president was the first year that we kind of had to open everything up, and we knew that we had to see a good transition moving forward, you know, with our website and our presence and stuff. So that was a big part of it, was number one, learning that no other president had to deal with, and I had to deal with it, and that it wasn't a bad thing, it wasn't a bad experience, but we just knew that in order to keep things going, we had to make sure that we had everybody on the same page to keep pushing to the future and maintaining what we have, what grew into the Coaches Association, and trying to expand it even further as we went. So it was a great experience. I loved it. So when it came down to, we sit down as a steering committee, which is past presidents, and we look at potential candidates in every district when that district comes up for a new president. And, you know, we had seen Sheldon the way it's interesting, because we actually do pay attention like at clinics and at All-Star Series and stuff to see how guys interact. We want officers that are going to be good ambassadors for the Coaches Association, not only by their actions, but by their words, by leading and wanting to be a part of something and being willing to do whatever needs to be done to make sure that everything goes as smooth as it is. And so we had watched Sheldon and his interaction, at our events. And then at the All-Star Series, Sheldon, he always came, and him and his wife, Missy, would be around, and they always asked how they could help. It came down to where we needed, you know, new staff members. So we brought them on as a staff, knowing that Sheldon was going to be selected to go through our chairs at that time. So it kind of became we took Sheldon, and then Missy became a part of the package with our staff.
And you had talked about, too, just to close up a little bit, kind of what Sheldon really brings, like his experience coaching Pleasantville and his knowledge of the game and kind of his connections that he has. What did he bring to his chair as president specifically?
Well, the biggest thing he brought was relationships. You know, Sheldon is very well known around the state, and he's highly respected around the state. And so you need somebody that doesn't command or demand it, but earns it. And Sheldon earned it with his interaction with all these other, you know, coaches and officials, because, I mean, you're an umpire, you know, I mean, the officials are a big part of our organization. And so Sheldon's interaction with everybody he was such a desirable candidate, because we knew that what he brought to the table was going to be good. And he's seen a lot of growth. He has led a lot of the growth with expanding our website and making it a little more friendly and a little more up to date, our social media, with our Facebook and our Twitter. You know, we see a large following on Twitter. Those things in and of themselves are things that Sheldon was a part of that whole process and making sure that everything grew to where it is today and continues to grow.
Once again, that was Hall of Fame Iowa High School baseball coach Dave Rock joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.